Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
That's been one of the most painful conversations for Aaron and me is we, for whatever reason, we get in these weird, I don't know how we get into it, but when we get into it, we know we're in trouble. It's that debate about who's doing more and whose work is harder and who's been working longer hours. It's just, if you're keeping score, that's guaranteed loss for your marriage. Yeah. It's impossible because we all do tons, and your perspective is you're always going to be aware of your pain more so than your spouse's. And you're always going to notice and be aware of what you're doing and how you're sacrificing and how you're helping more than what they do. And it's human nature that it's just easier to see what's not there missing than it is to actually notice what someone's doing. So there's a lot going against us if we're trying to somehow figure out how do we balance this and make it fully equal. It's never going to be that.
That's so good.
And that's why, Susie, to your point, that don't have a conversation about how to solve the chore wars unless you both are 100% committed to outserving the other. That has to be the paradigm that we come from. Is that my goal is to die to self. That I love, there's a George Eliot quote that says, "What do we live for if it is not to make life less difficult for each other?"
That's so good.
I mean, and that has to be my paradigm. That has to be my goal. Christ didn't come to be served. He came to serve. The greatest among you is your servant. That I'm to love my wife as Christ loved the church, to die for her. If I'm not there, none of this matters. I mean, you might as well turn the station.
So fairness and keeping track and keeping score, you're setting yourself up. Keeping score makes the team lose. I think that's so good.
You can't win at that.
Yeah, you
can't
win.
There is no win
okay.
in that conversation.
And so to even approach these conversations, we have to have a whole paradigm shift in our perspective.
It has to be. It has to flow out of a genuine, my role with my wife. One of my deepest goals is to outserve her every day. Really, it has to be. And do I do that well? Sometimes. Other times, no. There's plenty of times that I'm pretty full of me, like I was the first part of my marriage. There's plenty of times that I'm hurt, that I'm shut down, that I'm tired, that I'm exhausted. And in my mind, I've been doing more. Why aren't you, but I think true north, for a compass, true north for a marriage is service and sacrifice.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.